Where do you find people to interview on your podcast? No, really. Like, this is a question I get asked all of the time. All of the time. People are always wondering, well, how did you find all of the people that are on your podcast? Because I can't find anybody. There's nobody that I can talk to about my podcast topic. And I'm going to call BS on that and say that is not true. Because if you were to email me and say, hey, Crystal, I really can't find any, I can bet you I could find some people for your podcast. So today we're going to talk about podcast interview guests and where to find them. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Because if you've been thinking about creating a podcast for a while, well, I'm so glad you found this show. Think of this as the shortcut / time-saving version of searching Google and YouTube for hours and hours trying to figure out the world of podcasting. Trust me, as a busy mama of three, I get it. You don't have a lot of time to be spent or wasted, I should say, searching the web, trying to find all the right ideas and all the amazing things that are out there, and you just end up overwhelmed. Trust me, I've been there, done that, took home the souvenir. But this podcast is going to help you in practical ways because twice a week we'll be delivering episodes that are going to give you steps to help you create a podcast your audience can't wait to listen to. So let's get right to it, shall we? Have you been wanting to start a podcast? You've been thinking about it. It feels right. You just know this is the next thing that my business needs. Well, I encourage you to sign up for my 5-day podcast bootcamp. This is a thing that you've been looking for. It is a 5-day video series where I walk you through exactly how to start, launch, and market your podcast. And I throw in some more information about planning strategies and being consistent and how you can make the most out of your podcast from day one. So sign up for our 5-day Create Your Podcast Bootcamp at crystalprofit.com/podcastbootcamp and do it already. You know that you've been wanting to, so just bite the bullet and join us. So like I said in the beginning, I get asked all the time, how do you find people to interview for your podcast? So today, I wanted to share with you some easy ways that you can fill your editorial calendar for your podcast with a ton of guests, like not just mediocre guests either, like the high good quality that you really want for your podcast. But before we dive into where to find your guest, I really want to drill down what we are looking for in a podcast guest. And this is across industry. It's across all podcasts. It is a universal language that I want to speak about any podcast guest. Okay. And I've told this story before, but I feel like I should repeat it again today. There was one particular guest that reached out to me for a potential collaboration several months ago. And I knew as soon as I read the email that they sent to me, that our principles and our values just, they did not align. And they had an amazing story, like their business, like everything about their journey. It was inspiring. It was motivating. But their product was not for me or for my audience. So I declined. I said no to the interview. And honestly, I didn't even feel bad about it because I knew that in the long run, this was the best thing for the podcast and for my audience. So what do you need to look for when it comes to good quality podcast guests? So I think that there are three things that you should consider. And the first one is, does your guest have an audience similar to your own? You don't have to be in the exact same industry or the same, like speaking about the same topic. Like you don't have to be someone like, oh, I have this podcast and then this is the competitor to my podcast. Like, no, because honestly, I really don't see people in the podcasting space as competing, like competitors. I just see them as, hey, you know, like these are potential people I could collaborate with. That is actually how I look at other podcasts. But I want you to look at, does your guest have an audience that is similar to yours? So I've talked about complementary topics before. One that just comes to mind right now is fitness and nutrition. Those are so complementary, y'all. You know that if you eat healthy and you work out, you're probably going to be in pretty good shape, right? So those are complementary audiences. People that are interested in working out are usually interested in eating healthy and vice versa. You know, someone that wants to maybe have a healthier lifestyle with their food, maybe they'd be interested in fitness as well. So those audiences are complementary while they're not the exact same. Does that make sense? Like you could be looking for one thing and you may not even realize that you really needed this other thing too. I think a great example from this podcast in particular is Pinterest strategies. Like, come on, guys. Like, who would have thought, oh, I'm going to go listen to that podcast and learn about Pinterest strategies? No, like that came about because of a guest interview that I did with Tammy. Shout out Tammy. She's amazing. But that interview came about because we had audiences that would align. And of course, I was just general. I love Pinterest. We've talked about this before. I love, love, love Pinterest. And her audience was aligned with mine or could be aligned with mine. I think it was honestly one of those things that it was something that y'all didn't even know that you needed, but I kind of introduced you, like, think about Pinterest for your podcast because this will change your life. So just make sure that your guest has an audience similar to yours. Okay, the second thing that you should consider is, do their principles and values align with your own? I talked about this already. You have to make sure that the person, like if you are, let's say, I'm not going to get into religion, but I am going to say, if you have a fundamental belief that is very deep inside of you, you're very passionate about, but someone approaches you with a very controversially different opinion or value or principles in their life than what you have, then you know in your gut you shouldn't do it, right? Like, I would hope so. Like, that's almost like, you know, selling out. Like, you don't want to compromise your values and your beliefs and your principles just for a podcast interview. Trust me, guys, you don't want to do it. Like I said, I don't even feel bad about saying no to the people that try to collaborate with me before. I don't, because I knew within my gut that it's what needed to happen. And that's actually number three. That's the third thing to consider. Like, do you feel within your gut that working with this person is going to bring a positive vibe to your podcast? So those are the three questions. I'm going to repeat them again, okay? Does your guest have an audience similar to yours? Do their principles and values align with your own? Do you feel in your gut that working with this person is going to bring a positive vibe to your podcast? Because if you answered yes to all three of those, then that's usually the green light for you to have an interview with that person, like have them on your podcast. So that those are like my basic, like bottom line requirements for anyone that's going to be on my show. Other than that, honestly, the sky is the limit when it comes to podcasting, because I could think of a million different directions that I could go with this podcast, but those are the bare minimum. Like if your gut is telling you, I just don't know about this, then listen to it. Listen to it, because your intuition is going to be spot on with what your podcast, like your audience, your podcast, like everyone that you're providing value to, it's going to, like, no one knows your audience better than you. So just go with that feeling. But now, okay, so we talked about how to find, like, or not how to find. We talked about what you need in a good quality guest. Now we're going to talk about the number one place that I have found amazing guest. Can you guess? Can you guess what it is? Facebook groups. Y'all, this has been the number one, like, my go-to since the beginning for finding Facebook guest, podcast guest to interview has been Facebook groups. So if you go back through all the episodes, what we're on episode 85 now, okay, 85 episodes, they haven't all been interviews, but if you were to go back through all of the interviews that I've done in the last year, 95% of those interviews originated in a Facebook group. It was either someone who asked amazing questions and I was generally curious about what they did and I wanted to learn more, or it was someone who was looking to be a podcast guest and our audiences aligned really well, or it was me reaching out and specifically asking for guests and that person happened to meet the specific need, like exactly what I was looking for. Because one thing for sure is don't ever be general. If you just put a post out there, like asking for guests, you need to make sure to say like, hey, these are the qualifications, or at least this is what my podcast is about. This is kind of what I'm looking for. Cause you'll get some weird people that you're like, no, don't message me. No, please no. Like, and I say that with all the love and the care in my heart, but you know. There's people out there that email you that you're just like, what? Like, you need a spam filter for podcast guests that wouldn't work out for your podcast. Because they're out there. And as you grow and as you continue in this journey, you'll probably get more messages about people that want to collaborate that don't align with your podcast. So just make sure, again, that you go with your gut feeling. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I am regularly, like almost daily, in public Facebook groups that are related to my industry. We're asking questions, answering questions, and the reason why is because I know that this is where the majority of my audience hangs out. So this is important for two specific reasons. It allows me to be visible in front of people who could potentially listen to my podcast. And I've said this before, but you don't want to go just spamming people like, oh, listen to my podcast, go subscribe, leave me a review, like all the things, because people do that. I'm a part of several Facebook groups where people do that. It's annoying. You don't want to be that person, but you do want to go and add value to people who could potentially listen to your show. Like, could you answer someone's question? Could you, offer advice? Could you, help them out in some sort of way that aligns with your podcast. And then eventually down the road, you may have the opportunity to send them the link like, hey, I offer more valuable information just like this on my podcast. Here's the link. That's happened to me several times. And people have responded back like, oh, I just subscribed. I love your content. And that's just, it's really cool. So just make sure that you're taking advantage of being visible in front of potential listeners. And then the second reason why this is important to be regularly in Facebook groups that are related to your industry is it allows you to network with people that are in your industry that you can potentially collaborate with, learn from, or grow with throughout this journey. So like I said before, so many of the interviews that I've done on The Rookie Life and then what is now The Profit Podcast, so many of those relationships originated in Facebook groups, and months later, I've had a few opportunities now where I've collaborated with previous guests, whether it was I currently have a bonus masterclass in one of their courses. Like, how cool is that to collaborate? Like, shout out Amy and everything that she's doing, because that's so cool to have a masterclass with someone else who's created this amazing course for people who are in a multi-level marketing space, and they can go get this resource. And it's just, that is such a cool collaboration. I'll link to that in the show notes. But there's other people that I've collaborated with in very unique ways. I've done Facebook Lives in other groups. I've done Facebook Lives in other pages, like these opportunities that never would have been able to happen had we not met these people in these Facebook groups. So those are the two reasons why I think it's really important to be in these public groups. So try to join active and engaged groups that offer a ton of value to its members, because trust me, I've experienced this and I'm sure you have too, but there's just a ton of terrible groups out there, right? There's just bickering and spamming and so much drama. Like, for real, like, what is with all the drama in the Facebook groups? Come on. It's like people are just airing out their dirty laundry. They're just saying things that, you know, just stop it, guys. I know it's not you. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking about people on the internet. Grow up a little bit, okay? But you want to make sure that you're a part of online communities that are building each other up in a positive way. They're genuinely trying to help each other, and it's an overall pleasant place to be, right? I think of a Facebook group like a party. Like, you don't want to be in a party where people are constantly walking up to you, say, hey, buy my this, or hey, go look at that, or, you know, just, it needs to be a fun party. So I was specifically talking about public Facebook groups. So now I want to get into private Facebook groups and finding guests in there. So a really cool thing about Facebook groups is that I've personally been able to expand my network through online courses that I've taken that have their own private Facebook groups. So these private groups allow me to reach out to people who likely have the same commonalities, principles, and values as me and my audience, because they're taking this course. I'm assuming that, you know, they have the same goals in mind that I do. You know, they're either trying to start a business, they're trying to get help with, you know, having an online community or whatever it is. Like, they are there for the purposes of growing or educating themselves. And then another thing is the Profit Podcasting Facebook group, our online community. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. If you have not joined us there, you should totally join us because we have a lot of fun. But I have another one that is for the Profit Podcasting private group. Like, that is only available for students. And this is a great place for people who are taking the digital course, and they're like, down the road, if they're like, hey, I really need a guest for my show, then they could reach out and say, hey, I'll be a guest on your show. Or, you know, it's someone who is in a similar part of their journey. They're just getting started and they need people, like, they want to have guests that are on their podcast. This is a great place. So if you are part of groups, because before I was talking about public groups, right, where you just don't really know the quality of the people, like how engaged they are or how serious they are about what they're doing. In these private groups that are part of courses or membership sites, like, those are usually your more serious people because they probably paid to be part of, like, what they're doing there in that Facebook group. So those tend to yield better results as far as podcast guests. But I think that you should explore all the places within Facebook groups, but the private ones tend to have, you know, better ones. I have a recommendation for you. If you are a female podcaster, the She Podcast Facebook group, they do a weekly post. It's called, I think, something like Pitch Yourself Tuesday, where people can showcase why they want to be a great guest on your podcast. So, I mean, y'all, this group, if you haven't listened to my interview with Jessica Kupferman, that was such a great interview. We talked all about how podcasting has changed, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. But y'all, this group is huge. It's 3,000 podcasters in there. So, I mean, at the very minimum, you need to go join this group because you're bound to find some amazing guests for your podcast. I mean, people that are in there, they have podcasts about all kinds of different things. So I know that that is a great place to find guests. So, okay, we've talked about ways to use Facebook groups, public and private, to find guests for your podcast. And real fast, I wanted to mention that I do have a free resource about questions to ask any guest on your podcast. It does not matter what they do, who they are. It is 10 questions that you can ask any podcast guest, and it is at crystalprofit.com/tips and strategies. That is our resource library. So if you haven't joined us, go join us. You'll get it's password protected, so you have to get the password to go see everything that's in there. But we have a lot of great resources, and that's one that I think that you would find really helpful when you're thinking about interviewing people. Okay, but I want to move on to, so Facebook groups is my number one resource, right? The next thing I want you to do, and this is probably something you should do first before looking in Facebook groups, like before you start reaching out to strangers, and that is looking for podcast guests within your own network. So I want you to think about all of the different aspects of your podcast topic. So let's take the example of what if you created online courses? And I know that creating online courses is a very specific topic for a podcast, but y'all, there are so many aspects that go into creating an online course. You have to create it, you have to market it, you have to do all the back-end technology, maybe something with an email list, social media promotion, in-person promotion, public speaking about your course, et cetera, right? Like there are so many facets to creating an online course. So I want you to sit down. Maybe your topic is creating online courses, maybe it's underwater basket weaving, I don't know, whatever your podcast topic is. I want you to sit down, and this may take you 5 to 10 minutes to do this very thoroughly, but think of every aspect of your podcast. Think of all the ways that you can splinter off content from the core message that you talk about. This is also a great way to come up with new content ideas too, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how to find guests that are within your network. So I'm going to give you another example. We talk about podcasting on this podcast. So within the podcasting industry, I could cover topics about equipment and content creation and creating a website for a podcast, the technology that goes into podcast hosting, logo creation, specific marketing strategies, like all the things, right? Like y'all should see my list. I have a huge list of all the things I could potentially talk about, which is also one of the reasons why I have like 500 plus podcast ideas. Like if you haven't grabbed that download, that mean like y'all, I have no limits on the things I could talk about on a podcast. I promise you that. But I have all of these ideas that have stemmed from my main podcast theme. And I could sit down and think about who do I know in my industry that I can interview about one of those things. Like who do I know that creates logos? Could I talk to them about creating a logo for a podcast? Are there specific strategies? Or actually, what happened with the Buzzsprout interview I did with Travis, I had interacted with him a few times within the Buzzsprout group. So go back to the Facebook groups, right? We'd interacted a few times and I sat in on a webinar that they did once. And then it was super cool. They sent me some Buzzsprout swag, which I absolutely loved. I got some shirts and they sent me some stickers. It was really cool. But I reached out and I was like, hey, Travis, like, would you be interested in being a guest on the podcast? And he was like, "That absolutely. Like, that sounds like a cool collaboration. Let's do it." So just think about what are all the different facets of your industry? How can you reach out to someone that even if you don't know them like really well, like someone that you could potentially talk to? So do you have friends, family, colleagues that are in your industry that you could reach out to? Are there podcasts that you admire that you could reach out to the host for a guest appearance on your podcast? Like when you start to think about the bigger picture of every aspect of your topic, the possibilities really like they don't seem so small anymore, right? Because I know personally for me, I feel like I could interview a stranger on the street about podcasting, like for real, y'all. I could just ask them simple questions like, do you listen to podcasts? What is your favorite podcast? Do you even know what a podcast is? I mean, I could just I don't know. I guess because I'm used to talking to strangers, I say hi to everybody. I'll go into a gas station and be like, well, how was your day? Maybe that's just me. I feel like I could interview a stranger about podcasting, but, you know, maybe you have a similar topic where you could literally talk to so many different people. So don't limit yourself on the possibilities of who you could have for a guest on your podcast, because when you think about it, the opportunities really are endless. Like, you could come up with so many ideas, and I want you to come at this with an abundance perspective as opposed to scarcity, because then you'll start to see that there are literally ideas everywhere, everywhere. And I know that there's going to be people online right now who would be a perfect fit for your podcast. And you know what? They're just waiting for you to reach out to them. So let me just do a quick recap about all the things that we covered today. And it's a pretty short list. It's actually only two things that I want to make sure we hit home. That's the first one is, y'all, Facebook groups are my number one go-to. If you're looking for guests, start getting in some Facebook groups, getting active, start to know like the people, like maybe the administrators or the moderators within the group, like maybe go check them out and see if they would be a perfect guest, because then they're potentially going to share your episode within groups that could have a reach of thousands. I mean, and how amazing is that? And then the second thing we talked about is looking for guests that are already within your network, because that's just going to be the easiest. It really is. And I think that you should start there. I think that, you know, Facebook groups are great kind of once you've extended like all of your, you know, resources for your immediate network, then start looking in Facebook groups. But definitely just sit down and brainstorm, who can I ask? Who would be a great person? Who would be a great fit for my podcast? But that does it for today's episode. So if this is your first time tuning in, I'd love for you to subscribe and hear the other fun things we'll be talking about in the next few weeks. Make sure that you sign up for the free 5-day Create Your Podcast Bootcamp. Check out the resource library at crystalprofit.com/tips and strategies. And look at the show notes for this episode at crystalprofit.com/episode85 to see all the things that we've referenced here today. And remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.